In Northwest news from 88.5 KPLU, the Seahawks may have started training camp, but there seems to be more activity going on in the front office than on the field. Team officials are busy negotiating contract extensions and dealing with a key holdout. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the NFL's salary cap dictates how far they can go.
Art, the Seahawks surprised at least some people getting their two biggest offseason contract extensions done with quarterback Russell Wilson and linebacker Bobby Wagner.
It was quite a feat. I think there was a lot of skepticism, and I think there were a lot of NFL clubs were hoping the Seahawks would fail because the biggest feat in the NFL is to win a Super Bowl. But the even bigger challenge is sustaining success. And teams that can sustain success do so by managing the salary cap. And the salary cap is the maximum amount a team can pay its entire roster for a given year. It's the same for every team. It also has a minimum floor. So teams play between the minimum and the maximum, and it makes for a parity that is unparalleled in modern professional sports, because most teams with a similar amount of money then let brains decide, and a lot of teams have at least some degree of success in the NFL more than they do in other sports. In the case of the Seahawks, they paid premium dollars, $87 million, to Russell Wilson over the next 4 years, and they paid Bobby Wagner $43 million over 4 years, which are at the top of their positions in the NFL. And so they now have secured most all of their premium players. The question is, do they have enough money left over to pay the rest of the team to make them NFL average players? And that is the challenge for every successful team.
But there were consequences to those two deals with Wilson and Wagner.
Right. They had to get rid of a very good defensive tackle, Tony McDaniel, who was making $3 million this year, is age 30, and the Seahawks cut him because they couldn't afford to keep him and his salary and still have enough to pay Wagner and Wilson. So those are the consequences, and there may be more as the camp progresses and the Seahawks see young players who come along who are better than the more expensive veterans. And so those guys are vulnerable to being cut too.
And then you have Cam Chancellor holding out, trying to renegotiate the contract that he just negotiated 2 years ago and was just in the first year of last season.
Right. Cam is a vital part of the Seahawks defense. He's their most ferocious player, and he's in his second year of a four-year deal that no longer looks as good as it did when he signed it. And I understand him wanting to get what he thinks he has to get, because all of these players are on the clock of biology, basically. They know that their window to make most of the money they'll make in their lives is the 3 to 4 year average NFL career. So they want as much as they can get when they're at the apex of their physical health. And Cam Chancellor looks at his deal right now and realizes, I don't have any guaranteed money after this season. So if he gets hurt this year, he's out of luck. I understand where he's coming from, but the hard cap in the NFL means you cannot give everybody what they want because you won't be able to manage it. And it's not because the NFL owners are going to go broke if they give everybody what they want. They're making so much money above and beyond the expense of player salaries that there is no threat to the empire. The pressure is on the teams to manage the same amount of money, and the more success you have, the less chance you have to do it.
So how do you think the Seahawks have done with this whole contract formula?
They've lost a lot of talented people, but the core guys are still here, including Cam Chancellor, and they've managed it very, very well. I think they're going to be a formidable team again this year, and a lot of it has to do with what's going on in the front office and not so much what's going on in the field.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.